prayer to the Celestial Queen for each day of the month. Immaculate Queen, my Celestial Mother, I come onto your maternal knees to abandon myself in your arms as your dear daughter, in order to ask of you, with the most ardent sighs, in this month consecrated to you, the greatest of graces, that you admit me to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Holy Mama, you who are the queen of this kingdom, admit me to live in it as your daughter, that it may no longer be deserted, but populated by your children. Therefore, Sovereign Queen, I entrust myself to you, that you may lead my steps in the kingdom of the divine will. And as I cling to your maternal hand, you will lead all my being to live perennial life in the divine will. You will be my mama, and to you, as my mama, I deliver my will, that you may exchange it with the divine will, and so I may be sure I will not go out of its kingdom. Therefore I pray to you to illumine me in order to make me comprehend what will of God means. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed art you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed art you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed art you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Little Sacrifice of the Month. Each morning, midday and night, three times a day, let us go onto the knees of our Celestial Mama, and say to her, My Mama, I love you, and you love me, and give a sip of divine will to my soul. Give me your blessing, that I may do all of my actions under your maternal gaze. Day 24. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. A Cruel Tyrant. Little King Jesus is brought by his mama and by Saint Joseph into a foreign land, as poor exiled ones. Return to Nazareth. The soul to her queen, overwhelmed by sorrow. My sovereign mama, your little daughter feels the need to come onto your knees to keep you a little company. I see your face veiled with sadness, and a few fleeting tears flowing from your eyes. The sweet little baby is shivering, and, sobbing, he cries, Holy Mama, I unite my pains to yours in order to comfort you and to calm the crying of the celestial baby. But, oh please, my Mama, do not refuse to reveal to me your secret. What is it that is so gloomy for my dear little baby? Lesson of the Mother Queen. My dearest daughter, today the heart of your mama is swollen with love and with sorrow, so much so, that I cannot refrain from crying. You know of the coming of the Magi kings, who caused rumor in Jerusalem, asking about the new king. And cruel Herod, for fear that his throne might be overthrown, has already given the mandate to kill my sweet Jesus, my dear life, together with all the other children. My daughter, what sorrow! He who has come to give life to all, and to bring into the world the new era of peace, of happiness, of grace, they want to kill him. What ingratitude, what perfidy! Ah! My daughter, to what extent the blindness of the human will reaches. to the extent of becoming ferocious, of tying the hands of the very Creator, and of making itself the master of He who created it. Therefore, give me your compassion, my daughter, and try to calm the crying of the sweet baby. He cries because of the human ingratitude, because, only a newborn, they want him dead. And in order to save him, we are forced to flee. Dear Saint Joseph has already been told by the angel to leave quickly for a foreign land. You accompany us, dear daughter. Do not leave us alone, and I will continue to give you my lessons on the grave evils of the human will. Now, you must know that as soon as man withdrew from the divine will, he broke off with his Creator. Everything had been made by God on earth, everything was His. And man, by not doing the divine will, lost all rights, and it can be said that he had no place on which to put his foot. So, he became the poor exiled one, the pilgrim who could not possess a permanent room. And this, not only for the soul, but also for the body. All things became mutable for poor man. And if he has any fleeting thing, it was by virtue of the foreseen merits of this celestial baby. This, because the whole magnificence of creation was destined by God for those who would do His will and live in its kingdom. All others, if they manage to take anything, are the true petty thieves of their Creator. And with reason, they do not want to do the divine will, and want the goods that belong to it. Now, dear daughter, listen to how much I and this dear baby love you, for at the first dawn of his life he goes into exile, and into a foreign land, in order to free you from the exile in which your human will put you, so as to call you back to life, not in a foreign land, but in your fatherland, which was given to you by God when you were created, that is, the kingdom of the supreme fiat. Daughter of my heart, have pity on the tears of your mother, and on the tears of this sweet dear baby, as we, crying, ask you never to do your will. But, come back, we pray you, we implore you, into the bosom of the divine will, which so much longs for you. Now, dear daughter, in the midst of the sorrow for human ingratitude, and amid the immense joys and happinesses that the divine fiat gave us, and the feast that all creation made for the sweet baby, the earth became green again and flowery under our steps, to give homage to its Creator. The sun fixed on him, and singing his praises with its light, it felt honored to give him its light and heat. The wind caressed him. The birds, almost like clouds, alighted around us, and with their trills and songs, made the most beautiful lullabies for the dear baby, to calm his crying and favor his sleep. My daughter, since the divine will was in us, we had power over everything. So we arrived in Egypt, and after a long period of time, the angel of the Lord told Saint Joseph that we could return to the house of Nazareth, because the cruel tyrant had died. So we repatriated to our native lands. Now, Egypt symbolizes the human will, a land full of idols. And wherever the little child Jesus passed, he knocked down these idols and cast them into hell. How many idols the human will possesses, idols of vainglory, of self-esteem and of passions that tyrannize the poor creature. Therefore, be attentive. Listen to your mama, as I would make any sacrifice in order to never let you do your will, and would lay down even my life to give you the great good of living always in the bosom of the divine will. The soul. Most sweet mama, how much I thank you for making me comprehend the great evil of the human will. Therefore I pray you, for the sake of the sorrow you suffered in the exile of Egypt, to make my soul go out of the exile of my will, and to make me repatriate to the dear fatherland of the divine will. Little sacrifice. Today, to honor me, you will offer your actions united with mine, in act of gratitude to the holy baby, praying him to enter into the Egypt of your heart in order to change it all into will of God. Ejaculatory prayer. My mama, enclose little Jesus in my heart, that he may reorder it all into divine will.